You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is increasing its oversight on AIFs, that is, alternative investment funds, subject to light touch regulations until now. Given the pace of growth clocked by the industry, AIF commitments have grown 42% year-on-year to rupees 6.94 trillion as of June 30th. Latest data from SEBI shows the amount invested has risen 43% to rupees 3.1 trillion and the number of AIFs is inching towards the 1,000 mark. AIFs have a minimum ticket size of rupees 1 crore and are sold to wealthy investors. Last month, the regulator directed investment managers of AIFs to appoint compliance officers and also issued guidelines for large value funds that collect money only from accredited investors with a ticket size of at least rupees 70 crore each. Until now, AIF regulations merely enumerated the roles and responsibilities for managers, sponsors, and trustees without thrusting compliance obligations on a specific individual. Moving on, the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Commerce has suggested that the government strengthen the enforcement mechanism under its foreign direct investment policy to take proactive action against e-commerce giants flouting FDI rules. If adopted, any such proposal could spell trouble for e-commerce firms like Amazon and Flipkart, which have often been accused by players representing brick-and-mortar stores of contravening FDI rules that bar marketplaces from offering predatory discounts through sellers on their platforms, among others. For their part, these e-tailers have maintained that they always comply with relevant rules. In a report submitted to Parliament on Thursday, the panel also flagged the limited scope of the FDI policy in addressing anti-competitive practices in e-marketplaces, such as self-preferencing, lack of platform neutrality, deep discounting, exclusive agreements, and preferential treatment to selected sellers. In the industry sector, while it has been evident for some time now that employees are reluctant to get back to office, a new survey of information technology employees shows less than 1% of the respondents are in favor of a five-day week. In fact, 42% of the respondents said they would consider changing their jobs or even quitting if they were not allowed to work from home. One of the surprising findings is that many employees use working from home as an opportunity to make some money on the side by doing another job. Indeed, the survey reveals that a staggering 65% of the respondents knew of people pursuing part-time opportunities or moonlighting while working from home. The survey conducted by Kotak Institutional Equities across the IT and ITES space showed 90% of employees are expected to be back in the office within 6 months. Only half of the 400 people surveyed are open to working from office more than thrice a week. Meanwhile, fresh bad loans or slippages ticked up for most private banks in the June quarter, according to quarterly earnings declared by Early Birds. The rise in stress reflects the impact of some restructured loans exiting the standstill period and suggests some borrowers may not be out of the COVID woods yet. The country's largest private lender, HDFC Bank, saw slippages worth rupees 7,200 crore, up from rupees 4,000 crore in quarter 4 FY22. Part of the slippages originated from the restructured book. The bank attributed the rise to stress in the agri-loan segment and the slipping of a chunky wholesale account. Srinivasan Vaidyanathan, Chief Financial Officer, HDFC Bank, said during an investor call that the agri and the wholesale accounts contributed a little more than 10 basis points to the slippage ratio of 0.5%. In some legal drama, Congress MP Karthi P. Chidambaram on Thursday wrote to the Serious Fraud Investigation Office seeking its urgent attention to review the financials of EdTech major Byju's. The Bengaluru-based firm was last valued at $22.6 billion, making it India's most valued EdTech company and placing it among the country's most valued startups. In the letter, Chidambaram alleged that he has found financial loopholes in the company and urged the SFI to look into the matter. He tweeted that he has written to the Serious Fraud Investigation Office to look into the financing of Byju's and that it's imperative that a thorough investigation is launched. And lastly, let's hear what to expect from the stock market today. Indian equity markets are likely to extend their rally. Trends on SGX Nifty signaled ahead of today's trading session. Nifty futures were trading 48 points or 0.29% higher at 16,666 on the Singapore Exchange, signaling that Dalal Street was headed for a positive start. In the previous session, Sensex ended 284 points higher at 55,681.95 and Nifty 50 settled above 16,600. Global cues were positive as Wall Street's main indexes rose on Thursday, boosted by a late afternoon rally and gains in heavyweight growth stocks. And Asian markets were also trading higher in morning deals. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.